this morning, I'm going to charge us on the subject, ingredients of true praise and worship. True praise and worship. Ingredients. We are about to understand what makes up true praise and worship. It's important to know that praise and worship is not just about singing and dancing. There are ingredients or components that cause praise to weigh heavily in the realm of the spirit. And we need our praise to carry weight in the realm of the spirit. Because praise holds the answer to many things. Let me speak soberly to you. Among many things, praise holds the answer to the night. Somebody say night. And I'm speaking figuratively now, or in parable. The night time of life is answered by praise. In the book of Acts chapter 16, verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, comma. We haven't heard that anything happened yet with the prayer. Then they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Prayer is powerful, but when it merges with praise, it is explosive. At midnight. When we talk about night, quickly, what does it refer to? Nighttime is time of darkness, where it looks like life is overwhelmed with forces of darkness. Where it looks like you are fighting dark forces, you don't know where they came from. Nighttime connotes season of fear. Fear of the unknown. Most times, people are afraid at night. Okay, in the day. Season of darkness, season of the fear of the unknown. Thirdly, nighttime connotes season of directionlessness, where there is the need to have direction. Darkness connotes lack of direction. Fourthly, nighttime represents season of inaction. Nothing is moving, nothing is working. Most times in the night, except for 24-hour services of these days, everything is on a standstill. Business activity standstill. Season of inaction. Number five, nighttime at times will be season of isolation. Where it looks like you are just alone, all alone. No one to talk to, no one to call friend. It was in that night time that Paul the Apostle prayed the thick of the night. That Paul the Apostle prayed And Paul the apostle sang. Prisoners heard him. Suddenly there was an earthquake. Foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened. And every man's bands were loosed. I don't know who is in the night time, figuratively, at this moment. I am here anointed to announce to you, you are coming to the end of that night today. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. That shows you another factor of the nighttime season of depression. Because darkness goes hand in hand with depression, despair, discouragement. That will be the sixth feature of the season of the night. But night, praise is the cure. Now, so what are the ingredients of true praise that will answer anything, including the night? I have eight of them. I'll take on four in this service and four in the next service. Number one is gratitude. Thankfulness. Praise that must carry weight and produce answers must carry the element of gratitude. Thankfulness. Psalm 100 and in verse 4, he said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Thankfulness. Gratitude. Psalm 35 and in verse 18, the Bible said, Psalm 35 verse 18, I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise you among much people. I will praise you among much people after I have given thanks. Psalm 79 verse 13. So we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever, and with that thanks we will show forth thy praise to all generation. And Psalm 106 verse 1, praise ye the Lord, all give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. When your heart is thankful, your mouth will be praiseful. Thanksgiving makes praise to flow effortlessly. And there are many things to thank God for the gift of life. When your heart is thankful, your mouth will be praiseful. When praise is laced with thanks, it weighs heavy before God. You lace your praise with thanks, it weighs very heavy before God. The ingredient number one, gratitude. Don't be murmuring and be praising. Don't be complaining and be praising. It doesn't carry weight. Number two ingredient here is understanding. Psalm 47 verse 7. He said, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Praise him with understanding. Understanding of what? Praise him with light. That's understanding equals light, revelation. Understanding, light, revelation. Psalm 56 and in verse 4, in God, I will praise his word. Verse 10, in God, will I praise his word. In the Lord, will I praise his word. That is, I will use his word to praise. John chapter 4 and in verse 24, The hour cometh. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. That spirit, worship in truth, worship in light, worship in revelation. How many of us know that anything that is based on the word is durable in effect? Whatever is based on the word. Psalm 119 verse 89. Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. We worship him on the platform of the word. His word said so, so I am celebrating. His word promises me so, so I am celebrating. Ingredient number two is understanding, light, revelation. Number three is humility, submission. Humility. Where you know that aside God you are nothing. Psalm 95 and in verse 6. Psalm 95 and in verse 6. He said, oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our maker. Let's kneel. For he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture. Submission. Humility. Psalm 34 and in verse 2 to verse 3. Psalm 34 verse 2 to verse 3. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Matthew chapter 2 verse 11. Now when Jesus was born, alright, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. They fell and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Somebody say a loud amen. Real worship flows from a heart of humility. Real worship, it flows from the heart of humility. And pride is an enemy of praise. Pride is the enemy of praise. You know the way we dance and the way we move and jump? Proud people can't do that. Arrogant people. And the question is, you are wondering what they are proud about. I'm too educated. I have a PhD. I have more degrees than the thermometer. Do you understand what I'm saying? That was the pride of Micah. Saul's wife. Saul's daughter. David's wife. He said, look at you, a whole king of Israel, shamelessly, almost naked in front of house girls and house boys. Shamelessly. What is wrong with you? What are you jumping about? A whole king of Israel. You have made yourself base. Base means you have just humiliated yourself and brought yourself low. David said, me, it is in front of God who rejected your father. It's in front of, and David said, it was before God who chose me instead of your father and before your father's house to appoint me ruler over Israel. Therefore, I will play before God. I will play. There is an element of play in praise. Doesn't this look like play? I will play before them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Doesn't it look like? How many of you children come home? When parents come home at times, some little children will just start running. Play. You play before your father. arrogant people cannot do it. Takes a heavy deal. There are some who have never knelt down. They have never laid prostrate before God. Never shed a tear in worship or anything. When they see people, they say, are you too emotional? What is making you to cry? Meanwhile, Jesus Christ, the master of the universe, the one that nobody and nothing could conquer, he wept. Nobody was more masculine than him. The description of macho man can wipe out 10,000, thousands of demons with one word. Humble yourself. That's why so many people have not been able to achieve and arrive at nothing. When it bothers to God, I don't see people's faces. I can do anything. I can behave anyhow. Once it comes to God in front of anybody. Somebody say a loud amen. Remember, you saw the video of one Shiloh when dance was declared. And before I knew what was happening, leg had started cutting the ground. I wasn't aware where I was. Under normal circumstances, there are some places you should compose yourself. But it's just day, buddy. Look at your neighbor and say, humble yourself. Humble yourself. And you will be elevated by God. How many people will be ready this morning in the next few minutes to play before the Lord and to pierce the darkness? To play before the Lord and dissolve the darkness. If you are ready, shout the loudest, amen. And finally, for this service, it is sacrifice. Psalm 54 verse 6. The Bible says, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. I will freely sacrifice. Sacrifice and praise, they go hand in hand. Pari passu. Jeremiah 33 and in verse 11. Jeremiah 33 and in verse 11. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom. And the voice of the bride, the voice of them that say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever, and of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. As we offer unto thee the sacrifice, cease of thy feet. As we offer unto God the sacrifice, cease of praise. Hallelujah! Sacrifices of praise. Sacrifice goes hand in hand with praise. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 26. Talks about the sacrifice of praise, and they shall come from the cities of Judah and from the places about Jerusalem and from the land of Benjamin and from the plain and from the mountains and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices and meat offerings and incense and bringing sacrifices of praise. Burnt offerings, sacrifices, sacrifice of praise. When Abraham was going to offer Isaac in Genesis 22 and in verse 5, he said, I and the Lord will go yonder and worship and come again. Worship. Sacrifice was called worship. Please note that real praise and worship are not complete without sacrifice. Worshippers, praisers are givers. They are givers. They are sacrificial people. Matthew chapter 6 verse 21. He said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Anywhere your heart is, your treasure will go there. Your money flows where your heart is. Your resources flow there. Your heart If your heart flows in praise, it will compel the flow of your resources. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. In conclusion, don't just praise for fun or formality or routine. Praise impactfully. Don't just praise for fun or for formality or for routine. Praise impactfully and effectively with those forces that guarantee results. Don't just praise for fun, for formality, for routine. Praise impactfully and effectively, armed with those forces that guarantee results. And today, I see somebody stepping in to light out of the night. Within the next 8 to 10 minutes, you will step out of the night into the light. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. So are you ready to praise God with a grateful heart? Are you ready to praise God with a grateful heart? Are you ready to praise God with humility? Are you ready to praise God sacrificially? Then stand up on your feet with the loudest shout of praise. And you are praising Him with the understanding that the night is about to be pierced. Look at somebody, say, pierce your night with your praise. Help me walk to seven people, tell them, pierce your night with your praise. 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 Lana yada yada sadido koko paranaga yada da. Pierce your night with your praise. Hallelujah! We're going to do a new beginning praise for 8 minutes. And since testimonies and thanksgiving are part of praise, if you have an outstanding testimony, after the first 3 minutes of the dance, you can meet somebody at the middle and then you can let them know. 8 stands for a new beginning. Would have done more, but we took so much time at the beginning of the service. One more time, walk to 7 people, tell them, pierce your night with your praise. Let's go.
Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Hey, you are God and God alone. You do what no one else can do. That is why your name is called the Most High. You are God and God alone. Do 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 do.
Hey! You are all alone. You are all alone.
to speak against the power of darkness. The dark forces around your life. Every power of the night, the power of darkness. I arrest the power of darkness. Every fight and sensual fight, generational fight, occultic witchcraft fight, it is over.
I arrest the power of fear. The fear of the unknown. Today is the end of your tether.
I arrest the power of directionlessness.
Knowing, not knowing what step to take or what move to make.
I declare it arrested now in the name of Jesus. I arrest the power of inaction, isolation, stagnation, frustration. I declare it arrested now in the name of Jesus.
Depression, your tenor expired. You are coming out of this night and stepping into liberty. Lift your hands high.
Lift your hands and see his invasion. Himself invading your life himself. Lift your hands higher. When I say the name of Jesus, you scream, I wish. You scream glory. And place your hand on yourself and blast in tongues. Himself will invade you. His glory will swallow up whatever is not planted in your life. Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus, once and free. Glory! Glory! Precious name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Something just happened. Take your seat 1 minute. If something further happened to you, or in the course of this service, please still let us know. Or before the service is over, let's go ahead. I'm waiting for somebody.
Mr. Whitford, he said he came into the service depressed. He was almost giving up on life because of the challenges he was going through. But hearing the word this morning, hope was injected. And he's seen the other side of life.
Power!
So this is Sister Angela. She said in the service last week Wednesday, Park Communion service, the senior pastor made a declaration that Angela, you've been under witchcraft oppression. He said he has had this terrible migraine that lasted for 2 weeks. At the instance of that word, the headache dissipated.
It
her name is Angela.
To her.
Yes, sir.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Everyone who is a victim of witchcraft. Now, please just come in now. We might not be able to join this line. You can just be interviewed in the middle there. And then we'll see if we can take some of the next service.
Sir, this is Sister Eliojo. She said on the 10th of June this month, during the commanding the day midnight prayer, the very last declaration that came was that there is a particular lady whose face is covered with a mask, and that mask has been, you know, working against her maritally. She said that was very accurate concerning her. And she said the moment that word came, she felt relief, and then everything went off. She's appreciating God because, yeah, she said you spelled her name L-E-L-E-O-J, and you said there are some balances of the word. Yes. And she said
incredible.
That was
come
correct.
Over here. Jesus, precious name. I declare that mask set on fire. Everything the devil has used to cover your life is set on fire now. In Jesus' name.
Daniel is appreciating God. He said in November last year during the Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference, he gave his life to Christ here. And then today he's a walker in this place. God healed him also. Healed him of general body pains. And the third testimony, his mother had suffered motion sickness. If she travels in a vehicle in a very short distance, begins to vomit. But the mother came and spent 6 months here, soaked in this place, had returned back 8 hours journey. There was no such experience, and
wow.
It's grateful to God.
Give the Lord a praise. This is a major issue. Lift up your hands. Daniel, why are you so short? The Lord bless you because it's so shine upon you. Power! Now I'm excited to see someone like this get this life to Christ last year. And right now he's there wearing traffic jacket and say, walk out. Right? That's how life should be. Not just sit in church and do nothing. Bye.
Our sister Faith said she suddenly began to experience terrible menstrual pains since June last year. For the first time, she began experiencing that. And then every month it was that experience until this morning. She came into the service with another episode of it, but in the midst of the prayers, that pain returned back to her.
It's over for her.
So this is Brother Godwin. He's into supplies. According to him, for over 2 years, everything was stagnated. He said he met someone, said, please, I want to submit a proposal for a supply, and the person refused. Then during the commanding the day, midnight prayer, after the prayers, he went home, slept. The senior pastor declared that God is going to give people drastic encounters. So I said, in that revelation, he saw the senior pastor appear to him and said to him that the altar against your life that has brought stagnation is set on fire and that the delay is over. He said, suddenly, he saw those altars from his father's house fighting his life and destiny. They were set on fire. He saw snakes running out of him.
Wow.
And the senior pastor said, arise and be lifted. And the senior pastor held him by the hand, lifted up his hand. He said, the following day being Thursday, that same man called him and said, now bring your proposal. Let's look at it.
Hey! Altar set on fire, snakes came out of him, and the embargo is lifted. Every satanic deposit anywhere, altar, anywhere fighting your life and destiny, Jesus, it is broken in the name of Jesus, and I declare the door open.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Sir, Sister Glory, she said after the choir ministration, the senior pastor made a declaration, and he said, the presence of the Lord is so heavy here, and that presence is bringing strength upon people. And she said she came in here heavily loaded with burdens in her mind, and then she said she has been trusting God that burden will be lifted. But at the instance of that word, she said she felt relief, and that burden was lifted. Strength came into her, and she's happy now.
Congratulations.
In the same vein, sir, Sister Happiness has experienced the opposite of her name.
Oh.
Yes, she said she came here with a spirit of heaviness, and she was trusting God that God would visit her. Sometime, I think last year, she said she was accused wrongly by the husband's family about what she knew nothing about, and she was sent out from her home, her children taken away from her. And May Worship God and Wonders Night, God's servant declared that we should write anything we didn't want to cross over into the month of June, and she wrote that God should visit her in this month. Just last week, husband under pressure calls, please come, let us get settled. And she's here to give God praise.
Congratulations. Happiness shall be your portion. Alade ogo, ma wole. Obe ogo, kari ogo. Power of the Holy Ghost. Alade ogo.
So this is Sister Esther. She's a law student in 500 level. She's here to appreciate God. She said in her 300 level she had carryover, and approached the lecturer what could be the reason, because she was sure of what she wrote. And before she met her lecturer, she was worried, and God spoke to her to be changed. So the lecturer said, an assignment is submitted, we could not find it, but submit it again. And based on that, it was marked, and that carryover was cancelled. She said when she came into the service this morning, she wanted to carry out an evangelistic outreach, and her plan was to go and borrow. So when that man was testifying today, who clocked 70 years today, that the senior pastor instructed that we should be happy and nobody should borrow, and that became instructive for her. She's leaving the service not to borrow, that God will provide to carry that assignment. Also, in an encounter, she saw a golden rod handed over to her. Yes, sir.
Do you want to borrow for evangelism?
Drawing closer and closer.
Sister Anna said she's had terrible neck pain for days, but it wasn't this morning. Neck was locked. In the midst of that ministration, she said, the neck is free.
Congratulations.
Mrs. Emeka said, that her business has been facing stagnation. She was trusting God for direction to move the business to the next level. But while the message was on, came like a flash on the idea to implement for that business to shift. She said 2 weeks ago she had the privilege, her and her children, she met with the senior pastor, and declarations were made concerning negative family pattern. That's how, that is accurate and precise. And she believed that change has come.
Congratulations, with your hands, Jesus' precious name. Ah! Oh, the Holy Ghost, be free in Jesus' name. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Anywhere you are this morning, we have seen the move of God, the power of God, the presence of God, the climate of God's Spirit. And you know that you need to surrender your life to Jesus. You need your sins forgiven. Pray this prayer after me, anywhere you are, those watching online. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. In Jesus' name, amen.